toe-tapping your way through your Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House.
I'm waiting.
Clearing my throat. Saw an interesting thing on familyhandyman.com. They have a way to clean your screens I'd never seen before. They were using a lint roller like you would clean your suits or your shirts or your clothes with. And they were just rolling them across the screens.
Remove the dust?
Dust and, you know, and anything that's blown on it. I thought that probably not the most... The deepest clean you could get on your screens, but if you're just trying to do something quick and easy, that might be, you know, especially right now, we're going to have how many, hopefully,
storms
bringing in the rain. So in between there, just a little quick one over to keep them.
Boy, I'll tell you that the best trick I have found over the years on sunscreens is that Aerospace 303 Protectant. I was originally turned on to the product by the place that we bought our boat from, and he said, this is what you need to put on all your upholstery cover. And so I always kept a lot of it on hand. And one day I just went out to these large screens that we have in the backyard, and I sprayed it on a little area. And, I mean, it made 10-year-old sunscreens look brand new. So we went after it. We just sprayed all the screens and... I mean, they do. They literally look brand new. And those screens are almost 15 years old.
And what is it?
It's called 303 Aerospace Protectant.
Okay.
And I picked mine up at a place called Truck Access Plus at 25th Street in McDowell. That's where my Tuxedo bed cover comes from. And that's what they tell me to put on that, the same product. So I've got it for that. I pick it up at... Truck Access, and I'll tell you, one bottle lasts a long, long time. So there's a couple tips on taking care of your sunscreens. Hopefully they are going to be getting dirty in the monsoon dust storms coming up. Hopefully they get cleaned by the monsoon rains. Let's see if we can go to the phones. We've got Scott calling from Southern Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I had a microburst come through my neighborhood about a week ago, and it knocked a portion of my fence down, and I was wondering if maybe you could recommend somebody to re-fence the thing and put it up. I know I've looked in the phone book. There's about 20 or 25 listings of fence people in there, and I thought, well, before I do that, I might as well check with Rosie on the House, and they can probably recommend or give me an idea, point me in the right direction on who to get to come out and assess it and give me an estimate on it. And maybe you can give me an estimate on, I don't know what they charge per foot now and the going rate for to redo a fence, but it's probably a lot more than when I had it done 30 years ago.
Yeah, probably you're going to be sorry to hear that lumber right now is setting all-time records price per board foot. So now's an expensive time to do it, but it's down. You got to do it. Scott, what part of Southern Arizona are you in? Or can you give me
I'm not in Tucson proper, but I'm in the county just north of, I'm north of River Road. I'm actually on Orange Grove Road.
Yeah, okay.
And almost the freeway in Tucson.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this, Scott. I don't have a certified Rosie on the House fence installer, nor do I have a certified handyman in Tucson. We'd like to fill both those categories. But I will tell you this. If it were me, there's a company that operates statewide called American Fence. And I have used them off and on in Flagstaff, Wiki Up, Arizona, Eager in Springerville, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. And I have found them to be very fair, and they always do a great job. So not having a Rosie certified contractor to refer to you, I can tell you from personal experience, if I were you, I would make sure to get a quote from American Fence and see what you thought of whoever came out and visited with you about that.
I just bought a bunch of stuff for our pins that we added on for our corrals from them. Got it loaded up on a flatbed and got it home, and they always have everything in stock.
Yeah, they've got a you know, a distribution yard up in Yavapai County, and one over in Heber Pine Top, and I no matter which store I bought from, I always found the people I dealt with there to be very fair and straightforward and give me the information and the product I needed. So there you go.
We appreciate the call. And if you are a fencing contractor, a masonry contractor in Tucson, and interested in joining the network, let us know. We'd love to find somebody quality-minded that loves Arizona and loves helping Arizona homeowners enjoy their home. We're looking for you. Another interesting thing on manufactured home that came up, and I wasn't even looking for this. It was just one of the trade magazines, and it happened to come out the same time we're doing our manufactured home content, which was in last hour in our 9 o'clock hour. And this talks about Pulte and how they just built their own manufacturing plant in Jacksonville, Florida, to bring some of their home building insight. And I mean, it, like you said, with the gap in trade labor, something was bound to happen. And I mean, you see the pictures of this, and I mean, these are huge conveyor belts these walls are coming out on, and you know, these are machines screwing these walls together. So
a year ago, I saw a drywall hanging robot being demoed in Japan. He could lift a 12-foot sheet of 5/8 sheetrock onto an 8-foot ceiling, hold it with one hand, and screw it in place with the other. That's scary. That's scary. But those are the kind of efficiencies that are going to need to be necessary to keep housing affordable. And I don't want to deter anyone from pursuing the trades, because the trades, as labor becomes more and more scarce,
you'll always need somebody,
and more and more valuable, is going to be an excellent way. If you like working with your hands, if you like meeting great people, if you like being outside as opposed to strapped to a computer screen and a desk, the trades will be a great, great place. It's really becoming more of a building science. That's our Register of Contractor Director, Mr. Fleetham. That's really his song is, look, this is building science. This is getting more and more complicated. We're doing better and better in everything that we're putting up. And it's a great career. I don't know what else I could have done where I've met as many professional athletes, Fortune 100 CEOs, celebrities.
Valet Parker.
I could have been a valet Parker, maybe so. Maybe that's one trade. But I mean, I got to know these people on a personal level, you know. And I count many of them to be some of my very dearest friends to this day.
So. You know, since we're talking about this subject, we have 6 Arizonans that were awarded the Micro Works Foundation's Work Ethics Scholarship for 2020. And if anyone knows any of these people, it would be great to have them on the air to talk about what their future plans are getting into the trades.
I'm all over that. Yeah. Let's track them down.
Send us those names. We'll get our...
It's been very tough to get to MicroWorks to get the information, but I know of 6 people, a couple in Mesa and other places around the state. We'd love to talk to you, because I'd like to know what your future plans are.
Awesome.
I'd like to hire you.
Yeah. so would a lot of our partners.
Rosie Wright Remodeling is now hiring. and we're remodeling. I think we have openings in our schedule starting about middle of August. So if you've got a remodeling project you want to tackle, now would be the time to reach out to us, because it takes about that much time to get the plans drawn, pull the permit, make all your selections, pick all your countertops and cabinets and stuff. I'm especially excited because right now we're just now starting two jobs for two families. For one family, it's the fourth job we've done for them. And for the other family, it's the fifth job we've done for them. That makes me feel warm and fuzzy. We make friends. We don't just have customers. We make friends.
Remodeling Magazine released a study of 2,000 homeowners that found the average person would need $680.10, this is very precise here, to complete their top three in-home repairs. And said nearly 60% of those that responded had done repairs themselves since the lockdown. And, you know, we see that across the board with all of our partners, just the amount of stuff getting done on homes right now.
There's a regional hardware retail store in the Northeast that's family owned, but apparently they have about 27 stores all through the Northeast. Their sales in the last 6 months are up 70%. 70%.
Oh, and the Kitchen and Bath, National Kitchen and Bath Association, released a report valuing the kitchen and bath industry at $130
billion. $130 billion. And they say that the kitchen remodel is the one place you can invest your money where you're going to get one of the biggest returns on investment. But regardless of that, it's going to be the place you're going to enjoy the most. It's where you spend the great majority of all your time. We take down load-bearing walls of these, you know, 60s and 70s Arizona ranch-style homes, take down the wall, open the kitchen up to the family in the living room, and blow out the cabinets, make it twice the size it is. And that it's a whole new house. We're doing it virtually every day. It's one of the most popular remodels we're doing.
We're just about done with our well issue. When that's done, I've got my window package waiting to order. And I'm really thinking it's expensive. I won't, it's about $4 or $5 a square foot, as opposed to 70 cents or a dollar a square foot for traditional paint. But I'm thinking I'm going to do the quart coating. It's sprayed on, just it looks like a drywall hopper, and it's cork. And we asked Andrew, you know, how much cork supply can there be? And he's like, you know, we've got a ton because all the wine manufacturers are going over to synthetics and getting away from cork. So there's actually an excess of cork available for a long time. And
it's a renewable product. You take the bark off tree,
a cork tree,
and it just grows back.
And it never gets over 86 degrees, and it doesn't freeze. So it's like an insulation to the home. And we've got a couple big walls at east, west, and south. And the disappointing part about it is I wanted to do it and see what kind of energy savings I'd have. But it doesn't make sense to not do the windows first.
Yes.
And get all the trim done and then put this on top. And I don't want to wait a whole year to see, okay, this is what the windows did.
No.
Now
get I have
the
done.
Cork and see what this did. So
get it done.
There'll be two done at once. But I'm seriously considering that thermal cork. I think in a 20-year time frame, that's going to be the dominant exterior coating. If they can grow enough cork trees.
And now get it in any color you want, right?
Oh yeah. No, yeah, you mix the paint color on site. So you pick your color, you mix it on site, and you spray it on.
Very, very intriguing, that's for sure.